Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. BlackRock launches a tokenized asset fund on Ethereum. Ethereum community members propose to increase the block gas limit. Arbitrum completes phase two of its ArbOS update, and fault proofs go live on the OP Sepolia testnet. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. If you'd like to support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. BlackRock launched the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, a new tokenized asset fund that has an initial investment of $100 million in USDC on Ethereum. Operating under the ticker BUILD, the fund is accessible to accredited investors and leverages securitized markets for the tokenization of its digital asset securities. The tokenized fund is incorporated in the British Virgin Islands. Earlier this year, BlackRock launched a spot Bitcoin ETF and is currently awaiting approval for a spot Ethereum ETF. As the world's largest asset manager, BlackRock oversees over $9 trillion in assets under management. Ethereum community members Eric Connor and Mariano Conti launched PumpTheGas.org, a campaign aiming to advocate for an increase in the block gas limit to 40 million, a 33% rise from the existing 30 million gas limit. Connor suggests that the increase could potentially lower transaction fees on Ethereum Layer 1 by about 15 to 33%. Notably, implementing the modification does not require a hard fork, allowing validators to adopt the change already by changing their node configuration. The initiative also calls on operators of large pools to adopt the increase. Mark Zeller, a contributor to Aave, compares the gas limit increase to adding a new lane on a highway, offering only a temporary solution to network congestion. The second stage of the ArbOS Atlas upgrade for Arbitrum 1 is now complete, bringing the median transaction fee on the network down to about 1 cent. The second phase of the upgrade eliminated the Layer 1 surplus fee per compressed byte, lowering it from 32 Gwei to 0 Gwei, and reduced the minimum Layer 2 base fee from 0.1 Gwei to 0.01 Gwei. The improvements are additive to the cost efficiencies from blob transactions, which were introduced as part of the first phase of ArbOS last week. The update also benefits Layer 3 Orbit chains that settle on Arbitrum 1. Arbitrum Orbit Layer 2 chains are required to implement the ArbOS upgrade independently. And lastly, the OP Stack fault-proof system has launched on the OP Sepolia testnet, marking a critical milestone in the journey towards achieving Stage 2 decentralization for OP Stack chains. The fault-proof system enables permissionless validation and for invalid ETH and ERC-20 token withdrawals to be challenged and rejected. Optimism contributors are now focused on developing multiple proof schemes and preparing the fault-proof system for a mainnet deployment. In other news, Relay supports gasless USDC bridging, and Grayscale adds staking to its ETH ETF application. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.